You're listening to Juno Afternoon. It's about 23 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are both here with the Juno School District. Welcome Superintendent Bridget Weiss and Kinder Ready Program Manager Molly Hillis. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Yeah, it's good to have you guys. Every Tuesday we do updates from Juno School District, or at least we have somebody here from one of your schools, one of your many schools or programs to tell us a little bit about whatever it is that they've got going on. And this week we're going to be talking about Kinder Ready or preschool. But Bridget, you're the Juno School District Superintendent, right? That's a big job. Tell us a little bit about what you do, like day to day.
Well, my hat as superintendent involves many things. Right now, we're in the middle of budget season, as an example, so we have a lot of focus time on developing our budget for next school year. We have legislative bodies in action here in Juno, so some of my time is spent advocating and communicating with the legislature on bills that affect education, supporting our schools, spending time in the building, in classrooms when I can. So a very wide variety of things. And preschool happens to be one of the projects that I had as Director of Student Services, which was my role prior to becoming superintendent. And so in this role this year as superintendent, I've hung on to that project and worked closely with Molly to develop, continue developing our preschool programs, in particular our Kinder Ready program.
Molly Hillis, the Kinder Ready program manager, tell us about your job and a little bit about what's Kinder Ready.
Sure. So I help coordinate the grant, and then I'm also one of the teachers in the Kinder Ready program. So I teach preschool at Harborview. And our program, we're working to help get kids ready for kindergarten. So we are specifically enrolling four-year-olds, but we do take some three-year-olds or kids who have missed the cutoff so that we can help give them the skills to be ready to be in a kindergarten classroom.
So some of the kids might be a little older than four?
Sure. Some of our kiddos, the cutoff to start kindergarten is September 1st. Mm-hmm. And so some of the kids in our program, they have turned five since September 1st. And so they have the opportunity to be in Kinder Ready to get ready for next school year.
What's important about Kinder Ready or pre-kindergarten programs?
Yeah. Early learning is really critical to our academic achievement that we have with students as they progress through elementary school. So one of the things that we do every year across the state is we assess our kindergartners in some developmental areas. And what we know in Juno is only about a third of our kindergarten students are ready to learn when they walk through our doors at the level we want them to be. So our early learning focus is very important. And the school district is offering programs. Our community has some preschool programs out there as well. Head Start has some programs. We have a variety of programs in the district. And so the work that we do with those 3, 4, and 5-year-olds is really critical for students to be able to reach the level that we want them to by second, third grade, which is what research says is really most critical to being on track for academic achievement.
So ideally, every student would have a couple of years of preschool before heading into kindergarten.
Absolutely. High-quality learning environments that are play-based, that have time outdoors, that have opportunities for students to be with other students and learn self-regulation skills. Those environments are really important for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds.
And so this outreach that you're doing, like here on Juno Afternoon and probably beyond, is pretty important. How accessible are these programs, like Kinder Ready? Like, do you feel like it's pretty accessible for everyone in the community?
I feel like it's pretty accessible. We do currently have a waiting list, but we are taking applications for the next school year. We already have those out on our website for 2019-2020. And so, yeah, I feel like it's accessible. We might not have enough spots for everybody, but it is available for families.
That's great. What's a day in the life like for a Kinder Ready student?
So we spend a lot of time outside, as Bridget talked about, and we integrate mindfulness, and so we use like Mind Yeti and cosmic yoga. So we do some yoga to really help with self-regulation skills and helping kids to learn how, when they're feeling emotions, ways that then they can calm their own bodies and help get them ready to learn. We do centers, which we do a lot of play-based learning. And then we you know, do experiments, and we integrate STREAM and a lot of hands-on learning. Our kids that are in a full-day program, we all have lunch together, so we're teaching them to navigate the cafeteria, so they'll be ready for that next school year. We go on beach days. we just have a lot of fun learning.
So how do parents know if their child is ready for preschool or kinder ready?
So we have the application posted on our junoschools.org website, and it's right on the front page. And there is an application where parents can fill out some information. And there's also a few questions that the parents answer, and those questions give some guidelines. As Molly said previously, we do focus on four-year-olds because we know that we really want to entertain as many four-year-olds as we can in this program prior to entering kindergarten. But as spots are available and a three-year-old would be ready, then we also invite them to apply. We have a fee for our program, which is $200 for a session, and we have morning sessions and afternoon sessions. We have some students who, families who choose to have their children with us both morning and afternoon, and mm-hmm. we've been able to make that work for families. We are very blessed with some grant funding to help us in this program. So our city assembly has committed some dollars to early learning, and this is one of the ways that they have contributed to Kinder Ready. We also have some other federal grant dollars that help us, and then that allows us to keep our tuition rate very manageable for families. If families need assistance and that fee happens to be too much, then we work with those families and we reduce that cost even more.
Well, this sounds like a great service that you're providing to the little kiddos in Juneau and to their parents. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about how they can apply and when they need to get on top of that.
So we are currently taking applications, and we will be notifying some families in May because we know that families will want to be able to prepare and know what their lives are going to look like in the fall. We will leave a few spots open at each of our locations. We have Kinder Ready at Harborview, Glacier Valley, and Mendenhall River for families who might not realize that we're taking applications at this time and might apply later as we get into August or September. But as soon as they can get those applications in. We do also, if I can just add, in the summer we'll have a summer camp. It's our Kinder Ready summer programming that all kids in Juneau, all kids entering kindergarten can come to. And we are taking as many kids as apply. Last year we had about 45 to 48 daily attendance, and this year we're looking to add more kiddos to that program.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Bridget Weiss and Molly Hillis all about the Kinder Ready program for four-year-olds. Get them ready for kindergarten. Applications are open now. Is there anything else either of you two want to add?
I just want to emphasize what Molly mentioned about the summer, because this is a really neat opportunity for kids entering kindergarten, and that's open to all kids in Juneau. We'll be advertising that more this spring, but it's some really cool programming and that we think is going to make a big difference in our readiness.
Well, I just want to thank you both for what you do. I couldn't agree more about the importance of early learning, and I hope you both continue to find it fun and fulfilling mm-hmm. to promote this program and keep it going.
Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much.
Thanks so much for being here today.